As you get ready for the elections this year, I want you to know something. Chances are someone that you do not want to win is going to win. And that matters, and let me tell you why. So 1958, you can imagine it, they did a survey, a Gallup survey, and they asked this question. Is it okay for your son or daughter to marry someone of a different race, so an interracial relationship? Of the whole population, 1958, only 4% of people said it was okay. Now, we've kind of grown as a nation, and if you do the same survey today, 87% of people say, hey, no big deal. If my son-in-law is black and I'm white, that's no big deal. Well, what about politics? Does it matter who your son or daughter-in-law, or future son and daughter-in-law, would be as a Democrat or Republican? Well, it turns out it does matter. They did a survey in 1958, and they asked this question. All things being equal, does it matter? Well, 18% said, I prefer a Democrat. 10% said a Republican, which might sound like a lot. However, what that means is this. 72% of the population does not care in 1958. Do you think the same thing would be true today? They did a survey. And when they did it this time, they said 28% would prefer a Democrat, 27% Republican, which means more than half of the population, it matters if your son or daughter-in-law is a Democrat or Republican, which also means it's not like when I go shopping for a car and I want gray or grayer. It doesn't really matter. To a lot of people, someone's going to be voted into office that you very much disagree with. What is that like to serve under people that you disagree with? Well, I think we look to the Bible, and I've got a section in the book of Daniel, and it's got a lot of Old Testament words, so stick with me. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. This is an unbelieving man. And besieged it, they surrounded it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles for the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia. So just to get you up to date, they wrapped around the city, and they took the stuff from their temple and started using it in a pagan temple. And then one more thing. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility. You ever hear of Daniel? Well, Daniel is in this time, they besieged a city, they take the stuff from his temple, and now instead of being royalty in his hometown, he now has to serve under a man who obviously does not believe in the same God. So what do we learn from this? I think we learn this. Just like Daniel, we have to look out and understand that God is ultimately in control. Just like Daniel, we have to understand that there's people in our political party. And just because they're in your party doesn't mean you have to agree with what they say. Some things they do are going to be good, and some things are going to be detestable. You don't have to defend that. But just like Daniel, we can advocate for the poor, and just like Daniel, we can pray to a God. We know that God is in control, and we can pray that God works in the minds and hearts of our officials, and that God helps them make wise decisions that are good for all people, not just themselves. Why don't we pray just for that? Heavenly Father, we know you are in control, and there's days that are frustrating because we serve under people that we don't agree with, but we know that you're going to take care of all things, and most often you took care of our salvation through Christ, so help that be a security that we have as we advocate for those who are marginalized and who don't have a voice, and be with our officials. We might not agree with them, but help them look in wisdom for the good of our nation, not just themselves. We ask this in your name. Amen.